I want to look at verse number 21. And he said, and the Lord said, behold, there is a place by me, and thou shalt stand upon a rock. I want to say something to you tonight. You know what will help get you to that place? Preaching.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. I get scared of these churches you go to, and they're scared of preaching. Amen. I get scared of people that's scared of sin preaching. Amen. You know, you got to clean up, amen, to get right. Amen. God's not going to come in on you and you dirty. Amen. God ain't going to change your life and you living dirty and vile. Amen. Amen. Hey, can I just give you a few thoughts on preaching, and then we'll go on down the road, amen. And I'll try to preach a little while on this thought on there's a place by me, but I want to say old Brother Jack told me years ago at preaching, it'd awake the conscience of man. Amen. He said it'd expose sin for what it really was. He said it encourages sinners to stop sinning. It awakens the consciousness of sin. It creates the desire to go to heaven. It'll maintain the Christian life. You always watch that bunch, amen, they ain't interested in preaching. They're high maintenance, amen. You always got to be working on them. This part's breaking, that part's breaking. But you know, if somebody just goes ahead and that preaching's good preventative maintenance, amen. They'll see something, amen, that's going to go the wrong with you down the road, amen. And that preacher will just hone in on you, amen, and let that spiritual wrench get a hold of your hide, amen, tighten it up. He might have to cut a little bit off, and he might put a little bit on, but I'm telling you, that's what maintains the life of a believer. I want to say it hinders questionable ways of life. Preaching hinders, amen, questionable pursuits of life. I want to say preaching, it'll raise a fear of hell and judgment. I'll say preaching, it'll prepare people for death. I'll say preaching will give assurance of salvation. Preaching will give and bring hope, amen. And it'll encourage you to live for God. I'll say to you, preaching removes all controversial obstructions, amen. It reveals all conflicting views. And it instructs all people to be saved. Amen. I thank God, amen, for preaching. Your love preaching tonight. Amen. I mean, thank God for good singing, but thank God Almighty for good preaching. Amen. Oh, I tell you, you ought to pray for the preacher and say, God, put your power on him. Amen. God, fill him up. God, unction him. God, breathe on him. Lord, he's the man you put before us. Amen. To give us what we need to get on down the road a little bit further for God. And Lord, if he cuts on us a little while, so be it. But then, Lord, if he pours that oil on us, help us to be in a place where we can be receptive. Amen. That we can glorify God and on down the road. And I'm telling you, we ought to be a happy bunch, amen, because we get preached to. I'm saying, thank God Almighty, there's a lot of people tonight. They'd like to have somebody to preach to them, but they ain't had a preacher in years. I'm saying, but thank God when God gets you in a place where he puts a preacher in your midst and he breathes on him, he touches them, you'll rejoice in the Lord and thank God for his good blessings on you tonight. Amen. I want to say you'll never get to that place without preaching. I want to say something about this place is big. Amen. There's plenty of room. Wouldn't you agree with me? He said there's a place by me. Amen. It's not all. Amen. It's little and yet it's big. Amen. It's small enough for one, yet it's big enough for millions. Isn't that a blessing? Praise God. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. Thank God Almighty. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something. It's a blessed place. Because you know why it's going to be blessed? Because the Lord's there. Amen. Anywhere the Lord's at, it'll be good. Amen. I'll tell you what. I'm telling you, if he rips us up every now and then, hey, it's still good. Amen. Because he chastises us because he loves us. Amen. And the reason he chastises us, amen, because he's trying to keep us from hurting ourselves. I say, blessed be the name of the Lord tonight. Hey, I'm glad blessed, it's a blessed place, amen. Hey, because we can come find the Lord there. Amen. Now, I want to say something about this place. It's a bold place. Amen. Amen. Didn't the Lord tell us to come before His throne with boldness? Amen. You think Moses was pretty bold? Amen. He said, Lord, you just blot me out of the book. You're going to do this. Amen. I'll tell you what, blessed be God, that's pretty bold, wouldn't you say? You're not going to go with this people. You're going to kill this bunch of people. Then just take me out of the book. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you, the Lord, He kind of like, well, I'm telling you, you know why most people ain't there, because we're living in a day when they ain't got most bold. They ain't got much boldness. Amen. When people are bold for the Lord, amen, it offends people. And we living in a politically correct age now, Brother Ragland, amen. You get up and say, well, I talk to God, and God talked back to me. That offends people, amen. I've heard people tell me, well, I'll tell you this guy makes me nervous, amen. Oh, I'll tell you, blessed be God, used to be a time when a lot of people could get a hold of God, amen. And I'm telling you, they'd get filled with that power, amen. They'd get filled with that boldness, amen. They'd talk to God, and then they could turn around and talk to people. And you'd see people melt under old-fashioned conviction. And the reason that was, it's because the spirit of boldness was upon them, because they got to that place where God could give it to them. Amen. 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 We need that one more time. Amen. I'm tired of seeing people be the forward pushover man. Y'all remember that old conversal, amen? They'd just go up there and push him, and he'd go all the way. Amen. Hey, you know what'd be a blessing? Somebody just come up there and you don't move. Amen. And they push you again, and you still don't move. And they push you again, and then they quote that verse, judge not, lest you be judged. Amen. That's the only verse they know. Or he that without sin, let him cast among you, let him first cast the stone. Amen. Oh, but I'll tell you, blessed be God, you just keep standing there. I say, well, wouldn't that be a blessing? Amen. I'm saying for a bunch of God people to stand up in the gap and make stand and say, hey, we're the children of God. We're not ashamed of it. And declare like old Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also the Greek. I say, thank God Almighty, this old dark, godless world that we live in, they ought to know that we're not ashamed of the Lord. Amen. I'm going to tell you something tonight. In that place, and I say this to you, it ought to be it's a place of manifestation. Amen. God's presence is there. Amen. Amen. You know, we're having a lot of services now, and there's just one thing missing, God. Amen. And people's got used to God not being there. I'm telling you, I don't like it when God ain't there. If I'm afraid He ain't going to be there, I don't like it. When He said, I believe I'll just trust you with a service tonight. Amen. Oh, no. I need God. You listen to me? We need God. I'm telling you, we need God in our singing. We need God in our praying. We need God in our preaching. We need God in our walking. We need God in every part of our life. I'm telling you, thank God. There's a place where it's a place of manifestation, where the presence and the glory of God is, where God can change a life, where God can create a hunger and a desire in you, where you'll never be the same and live or to live without it. I'm saying, God, give us that back to you. Amen. Hey, I'm talking about a place of manifestation. Hey, can I say this to you tonight? That Bible said amen in 1 John 5:9. It talks about amen, the witness of God. Amen. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you something tonight. Hey, when you say something, does God breathe on it? Amen. Does Does the Spirit of God blow on it? Does the Spirit of God bless that? Oh, I'm telling you, we need to get back to that when God gets on our life. And the presence of God is so strong on us. When we walk around, people knows that we've met with God. People knows that we've walked with God. People knows by our speech that we've talked to God and that God's talked to us. I'm talking about an old-fashioned manifestation where God is on us and around us. Amen. In times, I mean, people just say, I know you. And they wouldn't know. I'd say, where do you know me from? Well, I know what's in you. Amen. Boy, I've had other believers walk up and say, amen, you're a Christian. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, I'm talking about a place of manifestation. You listen to me. Hey, we need God. I'm telling you, we got to clean up. Amen. We got to get sin out of our life. We got to get in the closet. Amen. We got to clear it out. Amen. We got to get rid of this and get rid of that. We need to confess up. Amen. We need to tell God how much we need Him and how unworthy we are to have Him. But we can't live without Him. I'm telling you, thank God Almighty. We want to see the power of God in these days. We want to see God manifest Himself in these days. We're going to have to clean it up tonight. Amen. Amen. I don't care what you got to get rid of tonight. Whatever you got to get rid of to get the presence of God in your life. There's a far, far... Hey, listen. It'll be so... You'll be so grateful that you got rid of it. Amen. Amen. I want to say, ought to be a desire to have God's presence on you. Amen. God's presence in your home. Man, I remember them old timers, brother mine. I remember old brother Percy Ray, amen, years ago. Amen. Everywhere he went, God went with him. Amen. And I mean, if he prayed, God heard him. Amen. He walked with God, and God walked with him, and everybody around him knew it too. You listen to me? Hey, oh, I've heard them say, well, that's kind of spooky. God, give us some spooky. Amen. You listen to me tonight? We need God. We need God. We need God. Them old men, boy, they'd pray on you. You feel God breathe on you while they'd pray. We used to lay up and hunger for that, boy. I'm telling you, them preachers tell us they that hunger and thirst after riding the sage shall be filled. We desire to be filled with the power of God. We desire to have that presence. I'm telling you, we want to give away and get rid of everything we could. We do whatever we could do to get it. But I'm telling you, thank God Almighty. I say we're missing that in a lot of young people nowadays. It don't seem like there's much desire to have it no more. Amen. There's some of you young couples here. You'd like to have it, but you're not willing to pay the cost to get it. Huh? I'm just being honest with you tonight. Oh, I'm telling you one time, God had me in the fire, amen. And I sat there for about 4 years, and He burned and burned and burned and burned and burned on me. And I said, Lord, I'm ready to get out of fire. You know what He did? He took me out. I'm telling you, I went along about 3 or 4 years. I was miserable. I said, Lord, where are you at? He said, I'm in the fire where you left me. I said, I don't want to hop back in there though. Amen. He said, I thought you. I said, Lord, ain't there an easy way? And I tell you, I just got miserable and more miserable. My dog wanted to move out. Amen. My children and everything else wanted to get away from me. But I tell you one night, I couldn't take it no more. I said, Lord, I don't know where you at, but wherever you at, I'm a coming back in. He said, I'm in the fire where you left me. I said, God, you give me grace. I'm a coming back in. When I got back in, He blowed the fire out. He said, I didn't want you to go through the more fire. I just did what I'm telling you. I'm just just wanted you to be willing to get back in here with me. Amen. Amen. See, people's afraid. They want the power of God without any cost. It's going to cost something. Amen. But what you give up for it, amen, the power of God's going to be worth more value. Amen. I'm talking about, boy, you ever get touched by that? An old dead service ain't never going to satisfy you. I mean, boy, a no move of God, you ever get real good with God's presence, amen, God's Spirit come by and drink from that well. I'm telling you, eat of that table, amen. Eat of His flesh, drink of His blood. I'm telling you, just no ordinary, everyday, well, no, that's not going to cut it. I tell you, you'll come around rooting around the church. You'll be looking for God, saying, where you at? Lord, we got to have you. We're not going to be satisfied with nothing else. I say to you tonight, you know what you ought to desire tonight? Hey, you ought to desire God. You ought to desire God's presence. You ought to desire the power of God more than anything in this world. You ought to long for it. You ought to hunger for it. You ought to abandon everything to get to it and say, Lord, here it is. Here's my life. Lock, stock, and barrel. I put it on the altar of God. It's yours. You take it. Amen. You break it and bless it. Amen. I'm talking about tonight. Hey, I'm talking about a place of manifestation. Hey, listen. Hey, I'm telling you, boy, we need God. We need God. You get God in your life, you can live for it. Amen. You get God in your home, you'd have a whole lot less problems. Amen. You get God in your daily walk, amen, and get to a place where you got a relationship with God. You listen to me? Hey, I'm telling you, boy, you won't want to live without that. My wife broke her glasses, and boy, I've watched her. Hey, I've watched her for years be up, amen. When I'd get up, she'd be done bending that Bible, amen. You listen to me? Sometime I'd get, but boy, the other day when she fell, she busted her glasses, and she ain't been able to read her Bible as much as she wanted to. And I'm telling you, it's been a bother to her. But some people can just go, I mean, amen. And it don't act like it ever bothers them. Something wrong with that. Amen. Amen. Am I making sense tonight? Hey, I want to tell you, amen. Hey, listen, we need God. We need a double portion of God's Spirit in the day we live in. We need the grace of God, amen, on our lives. I'm telling you, thank God. Hey, we just need God. We need God above us. We need God below us. We need God side of us. We need God in us. Amen. We just need to envelop our lives in the presence of God. I want to ask you tonight, how hungry are you for God? Just be honest tonight. You know tonight if you're really looking for God or not. You know tonight whether you're hungry for God or not. You know whether you're just looking for something entertaining or something tonight. Hey, I'm trying to tell you honestly. For God tonight. We need the power of God. We need the presence of God. We need the unction of God upon our life as the children of God. I'm trying to tell you, friend, listen to me. Hey, listen, we need God's power. Amen. Amen. If we got God's power, and we're going to have God's power. Amen. We're going to have to be clean. You listening to it? He said, amen, who can ascend before the throne of God? He hath pure hands and a pure heart. You listening to me tonight? Well, I'm telling you, we need God. Amen. I'm trying to tell you tonight, this old life, we live a life of difficulty. Are you listening to me? I mean, we need God when people forsake us. Amen. We need God. Amen. When flesh tries to, amen, knock us around and abuse us, we need God. Hey, I'm going to tell you, we need God when the enemies are doing everything they can do to destroy the message and destroy the work of God. Hey, I'm going to tell you, we just need God. You need God tonight. You listen to me. Hey, I'm telling you, you're going to have God. If you're going to overcome in this world, that Bible said they overcame Him by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And I'm going to tell you how you're going to overcome in this old dark world. You're going to overcome with God. Walking by your side. You need God. Oh, Enoch walked with God every day. And finally, he got so close to God. Amen. You listen to what I'm saying to you tonight. He got so close to God. Finally, God said, you're closer to my house than you are yours. Just come on here. I'm saying, thank God Almighty, we need God tonight. Amen. Trying to say, amen. It'll be a place where the power of God be manifested. Hey, didn't we read it in the text? Boy, they set that tabernacle out, and that tabernacle came out there, and what happened? God started manifesting Himself. Wouldn't you agree? Oh, I just want to ask you this question tonight. How long has it been since God just really manifested Himself? I mean, just blew in here like a flood. Amen. You need to, boy, I'm telling you, hey, I can remember them, some of them services right in here, boy. I'm telling you where the power of God fell. Amen. Hey, there wasn't even no preacher get up. I'm telling you, God move in here. People start getting saved by the grace of God. Oh, I'm saying, I just want to ask you, how long has it been? How long has it been since God just come in a wave and you could feel the water of God? You could feel the wind of God? You could see the fire of God as it transformed people? Amen. You know what you fellas are going to need if you're going to overcome in this dark world? You're going to need the presence of God. You know what you girls are going to need if you overcome in this so dark world? You're going to need the presence of God. Amen. I'm going to tell you something tonight, and I want you to understand. Amen. Hey, it's a place of manifestation. I'm talking about, hey, don't say, he said there's a place by me. It's not only a place of manifestation, but I want to tell you, number two, it's a place of miracles. Amen. You ever get God manifesting Himself around something, there's going to be some miracles start happening. Amen. Amen. Buddy, I'm going to tell you, God blew in there when the Lord walked by. And I'm telling you what them people say. They said, we ain't never seen it on this wise ever before. Hey, I'm telling you, friend, tonight, you better listen to what I'm saying to you. Amen. You ever get God on you, I'm telling you, thank God Almighty, it'll be a place of miracles. Amen. I'm talking about, thank God Almighty, we'll see the Lord change some people. We'll see God touch some people. We'll see the blind receive. Side. We'll see the dead, thank God Almighty, they'll come to hear. We'll see the dead come to life. I'm telling you, thank God the dumb will start to speak. And we'll see the devils begin to flee. I'm saying, thank God, boy, we get the power of God down in a place. You'll see them miracles start happening. You'll see people start getting divine deliverance. You'll see people being moved by God. You'll see people that God can change that nobody could change. Amen. Talking about it, be a place of miracles. You listening to me tonight? I ain't talking about your leg growing 6 inches and all that jazz. Amen. Amen. I'm talking about God doing supernatural miracle work. Amen. Take a drunk, make him a deacon. Amen. Take a pill head and make him a preacher. Amen. Take a prostitute and make her a pastor's wife. Amen. Oh, I'm talking about tonight, thank God, amen. A destitute, God knows, filling him with bounty. You listen to me? Hey, I'm going to tell you, that's what I'm talking about tonight, boy. That's a place by him, and I'm telling you, it's a miracle-working place.
place where to be. You listen to me. Hey, listen, that miracles get to work and praise God, there'll be, you'll see some translational events. Amen. You'll see some inspirational events. Amen. God start taking them people that nobody else would ever thought could do anything with, and God take and make him a blessing. Hey, I'm not bragging on me tonight. I'm just telling you, amen. There was an old boy told Brother Wood years ago, said, don't fool with him. He's an idiot. He just told the truth. Said he ain't got no sense. He's stupid. Amen. Old Brother Wood said, well, he'll fit right in with this bunch I got. Amen. He said, I want to ask you a question. What you eating right now? He said, well, I'm eating a pot of beans. Amen. He said, well, I don't know who's more stupid. He's eating a 16-ounce T-bone steak. Amen. Amen. But I'm going to tell you, thank God Almighty, boy. All of a sudden, I know that old man said, you just stay with the church. You get with God. You just stay here. Amen. You let God manifest Himself on your life. Now, boy, I'm going to tell you, thank God Almighty, the Lord's been good to me. I'm telling you, God's blessed my home. God's blessed my family. Amen. I'm telling you, praise His wonderful name. I never dreamed God be so good to me. I just heard them people talking about what God can do if I just let God. Oh, but I'm telling you, thank God tonight I've experienced the good blessings of God. I'm telling you, thank God there was a miracle one day that took place in my life. And the same thing can take place in yours. Amen. See, amen. See, you won't have a circus crowd hanging around the real presence of God. Amen. And we got a lot of that circus crowd done got in our Baptist church. Amen. I'm telling you, you get real preaching that bunch of bow up and say, well, you killed it. Amen. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you what, boy, I thank God, amen. I was raised up around some old preachers, knew something about preaching, amen. And they told us you got to keep your heart clean, you got to keep your heart right, amen. You got to try to walk, please God, amen. God's presence will come by and help you, amen. Oh, I say thank God Almighty, I'm just grateful tonight. I'm going to be honest, God's been good to some of y'all. You're in a mess. God brought you Glory Land Baptist Church and nobody else wanted you. Police wanted some of you. Amen. Hey, probably there's some other people wanted you too. Amen. But I'm going to tell you what, they didn't want you for good. Nobody wanted you for any good. Amen. They're just going to kick you off in a hole somewhere. But one day, thank God Almighty, you sitting on this old pew and the Lord come by and said, I'll take you. Amen. I'll love you up. I'll polish you up. Amen. I'll fix you up. I'll fix every crack in you. Amen. I'll put my blood on you. Amen. I'm telling you, time I get through, you won't nobody ever see where you was messed up in the first place. I'm saying, thank God Almighty. I'm glad, thank God tonight. It's just a place by Him. That's a miracle working place. Amen. You get God's presence. You get God to manifest Himself. Amen. Amen. I want to say this to you tonight. It'll not only be a place of manifestation. It'll not only be a place of miracles. But I want to tell you this. It'll be a place of memories. Amen. Amen. You listening to me tonight? Son, I got some memories down in my heart of things I seen happen at Old Shady Acres. You couldn't get rid of them with a blowtorch. Amen. Amen. You listen to me? Oh, I'm telling you, Man, old Brother Carl Lackey come through there, and all them people would come in there on that bus, amen. We'd shout and cry. Brother Lackey would cuss us all week and tell us how ungodly we was, and we all deserved to go to hell. And he's hoping God put us there before the night was out. We was over there on the carpet, somewhere between the carpet and the amen and the floor, saying, God, please, we know you hear this, old man. But God, don't answer that prayer tonight. Let us get right with God. After about 4 or 5 days, and that amen, boy, the Lord had come in that place. I'm telling you, God starts saving people by the multitude, son. I'm going to tell you, thank God Almighty. There's a lot of them men right tonight. They're on the mission field all over the world that got saved in me. Huh? Miracles. Taking people. Boy, seeing them when they got saved and watch them grow. Watch them make their blunders. Amen. Boy, I'm telling you, I never will forget this one old boy got saved. And he got down. He come in there and he said, he's a Catholic. And he said, what time is Mass start? Huh? And old Brother Jack told him 10 o'clock. He come to 10. Amen. He come to 10 o'clock Mass and got in a mess. Amen. Ain't been the same ever since. I'm gonna tell you something, thank God. That old boy got down on his knees and been saved about 3 days and got down there and said, Lord, this is old Roy, you know me. Amen. Boy, I'm gonna tell you what, thank God we wasn't a jumping and a shouting. 2 or 3 people run over the organ, the piano, amen. Oh, I'm gonna tell you, thank God, buddy. I mean, we saw God do some things, seen God change some people's lives, and that's some of you sitting right here. Oh, you've seen God touch people. You've seen God change people. You've seen God manifest Himself on people. And I'm telling you, you know what I'm telling you. God put some memories down in your life. God gave you some things the devil couldn't steal from you. I'm telling you, thank God Almighty. Hey, you're rejoicing the Lord for the great things that the Lord's done for you. Amen. Boy. Salvation they say received. You watched how people sold out, gave everything they got. Remember one time old Brother Randy Everett side our church, a missionary to Mormons. And old Brother Randy, I called him on Friday night. I said, we're having a prayer meeting over here at Brother Pillars tonight. You want to come? I didn't know he was about fixing to mess up and get in trouble. And I'm going to tell you, come over to that prayer meeting. He's got up and testified years later. He said, hadn't that been for that phone call, I'd probably never went to Mormon land. Huh? I'm just talking about things you've watched, seen God do. Miracles you've seen, God, memories that God's gave you. Oh, I'm telling you, thank God, boy. Hey, listen, I mean, I've watched God move and help and God pick people up. I'm talking about people done been wrung out, wrung in, amen, wrapped all the way around. You figure there ain't no way they'll never be able to get up. But there's something about that resurrection life in Jesus Christ, even for His people. You listen to me. Hey, you can get to a place where you can get a drink, amen. God will refresh you. God will raise you up, amen. Hey, can I say this? You ain't disqualified. God says you disqualified. Amen. You ain't out. God said you out. And a lot of people, they've been counted out. And God said, well, they've been counted out by everybody else, but I ain't even got started good with them. I'm talking about memories. Thank God Almighty. I've seen God pick some up. I've seen God wipe them off. I've seen God make them trophies of the grace of God Almighty. I'm telling you, blessed be God, this summer. Of you sitting here tonight, you're going down for the last time, but God reached down in His mercy, in His great grace, and picked you up out of all your distress. I'm telling you, thank God Almighty, you ought to rejoice in the Lord. Hey, God, I'm telling you. You, nobody wanted you. The Lord did. God brought you in here and God healed you up. God began to fix you up. Amen. You ain't nobody tonight. Amen. He's everybody. Amen. Thank God Almighty. We just a trophy of the grace of God. We wouldn't be nothing. Amen. But I'm telling you, thank God, I'm glad. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Though he fall, yet the Lord let hold him with his hand. I'm telling you tonight that some of you ought to be in this altar. And you ought to be just saying, God, thank you for the second. God, thank you for the third. Thank you for the fourth. Thank you for the fifth chance. Just thank you for being there. Thank you. I tell you, thank God for being faithful when I wouldn't be faithful. Amen. You listening to what I'm saying to you tonight? It's a place of memories. It's all salvation. You've seen people sell out to God. Boy, you've seen God put his calling on their life. I'm talking about memories. Huh? And there's some of you, you got people right here. You know what I'm talking about tonight. You got people, and there's some of you sitting right in this church. You thought God never would do nothing for them. You thought God never would be able to work on them. You might even be sitting here and it might have been you. You never thought God would do anything with you, but boy, I'm telling you, who would have ever believed? Who would have? I'm telling you, thank God Almighty tonight, we got something to rejoice in the Lord for the memory God gave us. He told me 13 years ago, some of people at Shady Acres said, don't go out. You'll disgrace the Lord. Amen. You was there. Amen. Some of them people said, he's the idiot. Said, he ain't. Amen. And boy, I'm going to tell you what, praise God. Boy, God started opening doors and God started moving on me and God, amen, started working some things. Now 13 years later, some of that same bunch that told me that God never was going to use me, told me I'd be ashamed and disgraced. Some of that same bunch right tonight, they'll come lying and say, well, we knew God's going to use you. Amen. 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 I'm talking about miracles. Boy, you saw God do some miracles in people's lives. Man, I'm telling you, I never will forget one night. It was in that old bus. God gave me that old bus. I didn't have that one I got before the one I got now. I didn't raise a nickel on it. God raised every nickel on it. I was trying to get to New York and left Houston on Friday night. Got over there about Benton, Arkansas, and there's a little old pulley box on that thing. Was bad about eating them gears up, and it come apart. And old boy there, Brother Graham's fixed it, and run about 300 miles, and it broke again. I put another part in there, and it broke again. Finally, about Thursday, I got in up there. I thought, man, thank God I pulled in that drive. It's 17 preachers. I thought they were going to welcome me. Amen. I got up there and I stepped off the bus and got ready to shake some of them's hand. They wouldn't even shake my hand. Now, that'll help you. After you've been battling the devil, 100-degree heat, amen, getting cussed at and getting robbed, amen. Amen. Get off. Thank you, brethren. I'm going to at least give you a hug around the neck. Amen. At least before they put the noose around your neck. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you, hey, they begin to tell me one after one, you're all done. You bought this old bus and you missed God. Amen. We ain't never going to use you again. Don't you ever, all you're going to be is a burden and a pain in the neck. Amen. You idiot. Amen.
Well, I had to, the Bible said, agree with your adversary. And I said, I am that. Amen. I need God. Boy, they whooped down on me and whooped down on me. They wouldn't let me lead in silent prayer. We'd sung Buck for the Blood the year before and made a bunch of them mad. Amen. Amen. And they wouldn't let me sing because they said we sang in rhythm and blues. Amen. And all that jazz. Amen. So I started just crank down on Sweet Home Alabama and really give them something to talk about. Amen. Amen. But I'm just telling you, boy, they whooped on me and whooped on me and whooped on me, amen. And I'm telling you, I got in that old bus on Sunday morning and started driving down the road. And the devil said, "Now ride with you?" I said, "You might as well." I said, "Don't look like nobody else is." Amen. My wife and family done went back in the back. He said, "You know you sorry." I said, "I can't argue with you." I mean, he said, "You know you messed up." Boy, he got the brow beating me, amen, for about 150, 175 miles. Boy, I mean, the wind was about gone out of me, and I said, "Lord, I don't know why in the world you allowing all this to happen. God, I know you called me, and God, I need something, amen. Lord, I wish you could do something, eh?" And boy, I pulled in this old truck stop, and they didn't give me no offering for coming, amen. He said, "I ain't going to help you get across." Amen. He wouldn't even help you get out of town. At least if you don't like somebody, you don't want to stay around, you at least want to give them enough to get them out of town. Amen. Boy, I was up there. Jillion miles from home, amen. Still like about 500 miles from where I had to go to start my next meeting, amen. Like an old deflated tomcat been cussed and stepped on, amen. Spit at and kicked, amen. Boy, I'll tell you, I pulled in that truck stop and said, "Lord, I ain't got no money for groceries, amen. I sure wish you'd do something, God. I got enough just to get enough fuel, Lord. Pray it'd be enough to get me there, amen." And boy, I'm going to tell you, I got out. And all of a sudden, this old boy, amen, said he come up to me and he said, "You brought this old girl all the way up from Texas." And he talked, and I said, "Yeah." I said, "Boy, this old bus has been a blessing, eh? Before long, I forgot about them 17 preachers, amen. I forgot about the devil sitting over there in the front seat waiting on me to come back in there, amen. Boy, I got to testify and saying, "Well, I've been had this thing up in Canada. I've been all over Oregon preaching, amen. Drove it up here. Had a little old problem. God been good to me, amen." Son, I tell you, boy, about that time, he said, "I couldn't figure out why God wanted me to stop, but he said, I know why God wanted me to stop now. He said, would it offend you if I bought your fuel?" I said, "No, it'd offend me if you wouldn't." Amen. "Hey, I'm going to tell you," I said, "you know that ain't $14 on that pump." He said, "I know that." Amen. And boy, I got through pumping and I went in there and thought I'd see him. And he wasn't there. I said, "Oh, me." My shout was short-lived. You ever been there? I have. Just tell the truth. Amen. I mean, I went from cloud nine back to zero and hit my head on a rock. Amen. Said, "Well, you back down to reality now." Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you, thank God, I got up to that counter and that little old girl, I said, "Well, I'm going to pay you for this deal." And amen, she said, "It's already paid for." And I went walking out the door, amen, trying to find that guy. And I heard somebody hollering and I looked on an old running board of a truck. Here this guy standing on a running board hollering, "Hey, preacher." He said, "God bless you." He said, "Oh yeah, by the way," he said, "the Lord wanted me to tell you, just keep doing what you're doing. You're doing right. No matter what people tell you." I'm saying, thank God Almighty. Hey, I'm coming up, son. I'm telling you, God been good to me. I saw God work some miracles out in my life. He the same thing for you.
Amen. Huh? God. It's a place of memories. I want to tell you something tonight. I'll be through. Y'all been so gracious. I want to say last of all, it's a place of, where the mantle. Where the mantle can be passed on. Amen. Don't seem like there's a whole lot of mantles being sought after these days. Whew. Man, we sought them mantles. Man, then guys like Brother Red get up and preach, and God be all over them. We say, God, we don't want to be a hog and want the whole thing. We want just a little bit. A little would be better than what we got. Amen. Boy, old Brother Jack and them get up and preach with the power of God on them. Old Carl Ackett get up, and boy, they'd say, y'all would have hungered and longed for that. And boy, we'd pray, God, put your hand. Old Brother Leroy would lay on us, amen, say, God, fill these old boys with the power of God. Amen. We'd lay there and hunger for it, boy, and want God to fill us and want God to touch us. Might have not meant nothing to nobody else. But last year up at old Brother Lou's on Thursday night, Brother Lou said, his honoring Ms. Woods, and said, I wouldn't even think of having nobody else to preach his service but you. He said, that old man loved you. I loved him. And he said, and then my pastor got up. He said, you want to hear somebody that preaches close? And I don't even figure it still. He said, Brother Luther preaches closer to Brother Jack than anybody in this church. I don't even mind. And I'm not glorifying man. I'm just thanking the Lord tonight. But God knows we need some men. We're not. Brother Mike, before God, it's strange. Now, I'm not no preacher kid no more. I'm 50 years old. Now, I don't know how much time I got left. I'll tell you what, we need some men. They'd say, God, put this mantle on me. God, let this mantle fall on me. Old Joshua said, God, I need your power. What happened to him? He is there where God could touch him with Moses' mantle. Amen. Old Elisha. Right there. And you know, it's an amazing thing that the sons of the prophets knew that he was going to be took, but they wasn't interested in staying around there. They wasn't interested in crossing Jordan. They wasn't interested in, amen, being made laughing stock. They wasn't interested in all that. And old Elijah said to him, what would you have that I do for you? He said, I want a double portion of your spirit. He said, you've asked a hard thing, but he said, nevertheless, if you see me when I'm taken, it shall be so. They're walking down the road, and Elisha's looking at him. I mean, he got his eyes set. And about that time, what happened? That chariot of fire come down. I'm telling you, God divided them. No lice is falling on his back. Amen. But he ain't never got his eyes off. And about that time, there come that mantle falling back down through the clouds. And he picked it up and walked over and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And that water went. Phew. And he done twice more of the miracles. than Elijah did. And see, that's the prayer of your preacher. Your preacher tonight, young man, don't want you to do just what he's done. He wants you to do more. That was our Lord's prayer. Amen. He said, you're not going to do the thing, but he said, you're going to do greater. And there's some of you young men in here, and there's some of you young couples. You've had examples of these older couples right here in this church. You know what you need to do? You need to say, God, put that mantle on me. Amen. 20 years from now, there's some of us will be gone. 20 years from now, some of you will be standing right where we at. If you let God put that mantle on you, you'll be willing to suffer. You'll be willing to walk. Amen. Question is denying. How bad you want it? He said, there is a place by me. Thou shalt stand upon a rock. He's got room for you tonight. Won't you just come? Oh, come get ready to sing. You know what you ought to do tonight? You ought to just come empty yourself before God. I mean, if you ain't hungry, you ought to be in the altar saying, God, make me hungry. I mean, you ought to desire God more than you desire anything. If you desire anything more than God, you need to be in this altar asking God to change that. Amen. Paul said, for me to live is Christ. He didn't say nothing else. It ain't Christ in preaching. It ain't Christ, amen, in anything. It's Christ. That old song he used to sing, wherever he leads, I'll go. Don't hear many people singing that nowadays. They used to sing that old song all the time, Brother Charlie. Take my houses, take my lands, take my dreams, take my plans. I give it all to you. And then, of course, though, for whatever it takes, Lord, that's what I'd be willing to do. Don't have many people. Don't hear that song sung a whole lot anymore. Won't you give God heavy life tonight? Won't you give Him a good Christmas present this year and give Him your life that you tried to take from Him so long? Won't you give it to Him and say, Lord, here it is, lock, stock, and barrel. Heavenly Father, do Thy bidding now. And God will thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.